there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wendy Zuckerman, and you're listening to Science Versus. Today on the show, I'm here with Tuck Woodstock, gossip connoisseur.
Thank you.
And host of the podcast Gender Reveal. So now we are going to find out why we love gossip. And for this, we need to talk to Professor Josep Marco Pallares. He studies human cognition and the brain at the University of Barcelona. And Tuck, from speaking to Josep, I learned that there is some pretty saucy gossip in Spain.
Here, there were a lot of gossips about the former king and all his lovers. Anywhere you went, people sometimes told you, yeah, he had a lover here, whatever. So,
wow, even I'm intrigued. I don't even know this king.
It's nice to talk about it.
It's juicy. It's juicy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Josep normally studies how the brain processes nice, rewarding information. Mm-hmm. He studies stuff like how our brains respond to music and even like getting money. And that got him thinking about juicy gossip.
It's really like surprising me the power that they have to attract people's attention. This power of engaging people.
And so to find out why gossip is so engaging, he wanted to see what's happening in our brains as we're hearing some juicy gossip.
Totally.
So here's what he did. If you imagine that you are in the study, you'd come into the lab, you'd get some electrodes put on your scalp, an EEG, and then Josep's team would show you these sentences on a screen with a little bit of gossip, but with the key detail missing. Mm. And then they'd ask, how much do you want to know about that missing detail? So, for example, one of the bits of gossip was about Obama.
Barack Obama had an affair with...
How interested are you in that information?
The way that I just leaned about 2 feet more forward in my seat in preparation to learn what this clip was going to be, I'm incredibly interested.
So, in this case, was Beyoncé.
The rumor was Beyoncé, that Barack Obama was having an affair with Beyoncé.
I feel betrayed. I wanted slightly realistic gossip.
This is why when I was chatting to Josep, I was like, what is going on in Spain? This is nonsense. But this was a rumor circulating in the European press in 2014. And Beyoncé even came out to deny it, that it was like so persistent.
Wow. I had no idea. Spain, hit us up with the gossip next time.
Right. So people in this study are getting these sentences about gossip. And then they'd also be mixed in with trivia questions. So the researchers could compare your brain on gossip and your brain on trivia. So they'd also ask questions like, where in the world is there a volcano called Terra? So how much do you want to know the answer to that question, Tuck?
I guess like a little bit, because sometimes I go to trivia, but it has no interest to me.
Right. Yes. It's in Antarctica for your next trivia session.
Thanks so much. I will forget by then.
Yeah. Okay. So the people in the study, given trivia, given gossip.
Right.
And then the researchers analyzed the data and they started by looking at what people said they were more interested in. And of course, as you said, Josep and his team were expecting that people would say, you know, I am more interested in hearing about the gossip.
Yeah.
But they actually found the complete opposite.
In fact, they said they care more about the information about normal things. So what is the highest mountain? They said that they were more curious about this information than about the gossip ones.
Wendy, they're lying.
So... the people in the study said they preferred trivia over gossip. And Josep's team, who included his grad student, Elena Alicart, they actually were like, oh no, this whole experiment is a bust.
I remember Elena coming and saying, the experiment is not working because people don't care about gossips.
I mean.
Okay. So, but they were like, well, let's keep analyzing the data that we have, see what happens. And so despite what people said, the team then analyzed the EEG data to see what was happening in their brains and to see specifically if their brains were paying more attention to the gossip versus the trivia, and also if their brains found the gossip more rewarding. Mm-hmm. They were looking into the reward network in the brain. And what they saw is that when you looked in people's brains, one way of putting it is like their brains were more excited by the gossip. So here's how Joseph put it.
This gossiping information is rewarding even when you are somehow saying that you are not really into this or you are not interesting.
So it's like their brains were like tattling on them.
Yeah.
They couldn't lie. They couldn't lie about it. Their brains gave it away.
Totally.
You suspected this from day one, Tuck.
Well, first of all, I love that the brain is in its own way gossiping about its host, where it's like, this guy is telling you he doesn't care about Baybama, but he was telling me that he actually cares a lot. And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
We love that. I guess we've been socialized to pretend that we don't care, but obviously we care.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one final little thing that he did a week after people got their brain scanned and heard about the gossip. Joseph and the team reached back out to everyone in the study and gave them a little pop quiz.
We asked them by surprise about what they remember. And they mainly remembered the gossips.
They were most likely to remember the gossip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So maybe they don't care, but they are the ones that they remember the most. So,
So the difference wasn't massive. Like after a week, Joseph found that the participants remembered 30% of the gossip compared to 23% of the trivia. But still, the gossip was stickier. So I asked Joseph, after studying gossip in the lab, has this changed how you think about gossip personally?
No, I'm not really into gossip.
No, of course not. No.
No, I think that gossiping is pretty universal. Sharing information, okay, with others. Like, do you know what I have? I know about this. Information is rewarding, no?
If you want to dive deeper into the science of gossip, and I tell you, you do, because it is absolutely fascinating, then you've got to go listen to our main feed. Because what you are hearing now, it's just shots of science verses, like a little espresso shot of science verses. But waiting for you is a full cappuccino of science verses. So just search for science verses, that's science BS, in whatever podcatcher you're using, and you will find our full episode on gossip and so much more. So go check us out, science verses. I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Fact you next time.